have been reserved for the King's pleasure. Therefore, the King's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the King's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Occupy the Finished Work. We're going to look at one, King David, who used his praise to occupy the finished work. And what he believed was his way of escape. And what he believed was so perfect, so apropos, that the expectation was that he knew God covered him. So David covered God with his praise. We look in Psalm 34th division in the Amplified Version, the first through the fourth verses, it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought, inquired of the Lord and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So you can see how David was occupying the finished work with his praise. And remember this, when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in your life, even if the situation seems impossible. I'll be right back after this message from my sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today. Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is Occupy the Finished Work. And when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in you and in your situation, even if it seems impossible. We're going to look in Luke, the 8th chapter, the 22nd through the 25th verses. And it reads, Now came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. What the disciples didn't see is that their faith could obey them too. So instead of pondering and getting up and rising up and rebuking the winds and the waves, they wondered, and their wondering took them into a level of unbelief where their faith couldn't save them. But with you and I, when we have a faith, even a faith of a grain of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible to us. Nothing will be impossible to them who believe. And even impossibilities have to bow their knee before the name of Jesus. Because when you have faith, it will never come back void. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Brandon Camphor and One Way. Now let's hear them as they sing, It's Possible.
You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe that it's possible. You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe that it's possible.
You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe that it's possible. You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe that it's possible.
You had some good days and some bad days. Gave up your dream.
Listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today, again, is occupy the finished work. Now, when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in your life, even if it seems impossible. So we're showing how Jesus is showing the disciples how to work with inclement weather. Now, in this next portion of scripture from Luke, the 9th chapter, the 37th through the 42nd verses, is showing how Jesus cast out devils. And it says, and it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of a company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cries out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him heartily departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. So you see here that Jesus occupied the finished work. So the devil days were over for that grieving father, even though his son was alive, and for that child. And what he was showing the disciples, that I did this, I cast out the devils, but so can you. And the reason why the disciples could not cast out the devil is because they saw the work of the devil bigger than the reality of their faith. Their presence was so filled with unbelief that it shut down the faith they had to deliver someone else. On our program today, you're going to also enjoy the music of K.J. Scriven as he sings, Gotta Tell You.
Lord, I've got to tell you how I feel about you. My whole life's been rearranged, and I'm never gonna be the same. Lord, I've got to tell you how I feel about you. My whole life's been rearranged, and I'm never gonna be the same. Thought I had it figured out, figured I could do it my way. I said I don't need your help, Lord, but you love me anyway.
Anyway,
no, you never left me. Continue to show me
grace.
So now, for the rest of my days, I'm gonna give you praise. Till praise the Lord.
I've got to tell you how I feel about you.
Say my whole life's been rearranged, and I'm never gonna be the same. Say,
Lord, I've got to tell you.
Lord, I'm gonna tell you
how I feel about you.
Lord, you've been so sweet. See, even when I fall short, you keep on blessing me. Oh, you're so wonderful, and you're so merciful. See, you show me a love that's greater than any love that I've ever known. So,
Lord, I got to tell you how I feel about you.
If the Lord's been good, clap your hands. If you set yourself free, then clap your hands. If he gave you victory, then clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, cause he delivered us from the snare of the enemy. Say, everybody help me sing, sing, sing.
Lord, I've got to tell you how I feel about you.
I'm never gonna
say.